Mm-hmm. Don't give up, because yeah. they do.
Amen.
And the most important thing I could say is just love them.
Amen.
Unconditionally.
Amen.
Listen mm-hmm. and love. It's okay to agree to disagree.
Yeah. And it's okay.
But listen.
It's a safe place.
And love.
It's how you present the disagree. You don't allow it to turn into an argument when you disagree. Yeah.
Well,
just, you know, work through it.
And that's the part that I've learned over the years of being married. When you don't agree and it's okay to disagree. If you see it's finna turn into something, mm-hmm. just say, hey, you know what? We don't see eye to eye right mm-hmm. now. I'm going to go in the room because
mm-hmm.
I got some stuff I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you got something that you need mm-hmm. to do. But at the same time, mm-hmm. while I'm in that room,
mm-hmm. I hear you.
I'm thinking mm-hmm. about what he said.
Mm-hmm. Doing a reflection.
Thinking about how I can understand it
mm-hmm.
and asking God at the same time, okay, help me to see
redo.
This.
Yes.
Give me the answers.
Yes.
And if it's not the way that it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. let me know what I need to do so I can take it back to him.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's
know.
A healthy way.
And let
because
him know.
A lot of times women, they don't. And they try to prove their point. They don't go to God.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny, just the other day, something happened with me and my husband. And I thought it was his fault. I really was like, and then I turned to God. God said, no, it's you.
But see, that's what I'm saying. We have to step back. Mm-hmm. We have to examine mm-hmm. ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, ooh, Lord, Lord, you got to help me because I need to know what I need to say because I don't want to go say the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt like I already said enough,
mm-hmm.
but I need to correct the situation
yes.
or rectify it.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And he usually give you the words to say. Now, if nothing else needs to be said, you don't go say
don't
nothing.
Don't say nothing else. Just learn to be quiet. Sometimes you need it's power and
quiet.
Silence.
Absolutely.
You got to learn to
yes.
be quiet.
Absolutely.
And I'm still growing and mm-hmm. I'm still learning how to continue to listen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes
mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
then I have to mm-hmm. listen.
Step back and
step
just listen.
Back and listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But most important thing is Christ and love and one another.
Amen.
And forgiving.
And forgiveness.
Being forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
And forgiveness is everything.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. What would
mm-hmm.
you leave?
You know, well, of course, you know, Christ
yes.
first, you know, that. But I'll say to, you know, to any young couple, you know, be friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to love this person,
yes.
like this person,
yes.
at least
yes.
the beginning.
Yes.
The beginning, like, and
come
then
on.
Turn it. But you got, you know, it's got to be a friend.
Yes.
We're friends.
Yes.
You
yes.
know? I mean, and friends fall out sometimes,
yes. Yes.
you know? But, you know, we always come back together. I mean, nothing,
mm-hmm.
you know, goes past, you know,
mm-hmm.
A night or whatever.
Well, like you said, the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your anger.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you, Robin. But, yeah, that is probably one of the mm-hmm. most important things mm-hmm. to be
that friendship. That friendship
absolutely.
Is everything.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Because, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be with someone, you really need to, you know, be able to have fun with them and have
mm-hmm.
fun. That's what
yes.
a BFF is, you know,
yes.
somebody you love
yes.
and have fun with,
yes.
you know, so friendship.
And when you have
definitely.
That friendship, you like I think Carolyn said earlier how sometimes you guys finish each other's sentences
yep.
or
yeah.
you guys related to a movie or something.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. Just
mm-hmm. because you spend yeah. that time together, that
mm-hmm.
intimacy
absolutely.
With one another.
And I like mm-hmm. traveling with this man
yeah.
right here.
Yes.
You know, normally we would be in Atlanta this time of the year. But
one of my brothers loved the whole Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
And that would be our first trip together
yes.
for the year because our anniversary is like at the end of January,
okay.
like the 24th of January.
Yes.
And just to travel and have fun with
yes,
him. You know,
beautiful.
No kids or nothing.
Yes.
We just,
yes.
we just
beautiful.
Traveling. We have so much fun
yes,
and
relaxing.
You know, just relax and enjoy
mm-hmm.
each other, you know.
I think most married couples, if we can get to that place where that travel and just that
yeah.
set. Because a lot of times it's work. And
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times we need to take the time to just reflect, relax, and just travel and just enjoy one another.
Right.
And not that everyday hustle.
Right.
Of work.
And
because
we
it's that routine and you
yeah.
think I got to you know bring in the
mm-hmm.
you bring in trying to bring in the money but then
mm-hmm.
if you don't spend that time
right
see?
You're gonna spend that money because you're gonna be in the hospital
there
and they're gonna
is.
Be and see the thing I like about right now with our kids being grown we're able to do some of the things that we couldn't do when
mm-hmm.
they were
mm-hmm.
we do our trips mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. Then we have a family trip yes. once a year yes. with the family. And then if he wants to go and kick it with his brothers
yes. for very important.
A few days in Atlanta, mm-hmm. go for it. Mm-hmm. And if I want to go spend a little time with my sisters or yes. something, like we do sister trips. You know, so it gives us that outlet. Yes. And then it makes us appreciate each other more.
Even absolutely. More. I love even it. More. Yes.
Because when we, you know, we spend every day together, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. okay? But when we are apart, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. that funness
yes.
that you know, mm-hmm. of each
you start
other.
Longing for them.
You start mm-hmm. longing, yeah. mm-hmm. you know? I mean, and it's a mm-hmm. funny thing, you know? But, you know, it's so real.
It is real. Love is real.
So real.
Love is everything. It's so real. And your love is very real. And that's what I really wanted you guys
right
to come.
Here. Oh, bless
because
your heart,
it's real. And one of my friends, she's here. She said, "Robin, you know, it would be great to come on there." And she knew how much I loved you guys, and she mentioned your name too. And I thought that was yeah. really sweet. She yeah.
well, we
because
were.
She was. It was an honor. It was yeah. it is an honor to have you both here because we were just going to say something.
No, I'm just going to say, you know what you said. We were honored,
oh,
you know.
That, we that were very honored that you
that, you know, that way to, yeah. to consider
yeah,
us
yeah,
as, you
so
know,
beautiful
guests.
Family.
So we thank you.
Yeah, God is good. And yeah. if we I like to leave with an I am. Mm-hmm. So, what would you like to share as the I am? Because I know you guys are kings and queens, but what else would you like to leave? Because you said something early, worthy enough. Mm. But how mm-hmm. would you, if you wanted to leave with I am, what would you leave, with Billy?
Mm. I am, I'm thankful. Amen. I'm thankful to have her, mm-hmm. you know, in my life.
Amen.
You know, obviously, I'm thankful for my kids.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my friends.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my church.
Amen.
I'm, of course, obviously, I'm thankful for God.
Amen.
But I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my 90-year-old mother who's here with me now. Because, you know, we normally, you know, go down for the reunions and that's where my kids get to spend time or I get to spend time with her now, you know. But she's here, so I'm thankful that I can spend this time,
that time
with
together.
My mother. I'm thankful for our Zoom calls with my family.
I love that.
We do.
And so,
did
you continue doing it after the COVID?
We continue.
Because that is very important. Those calls.
It is,
my father-in-law, we come together and we get on the Zoom on the with the FaceTime with the iPad. And it's everything.
Yeah.
And that technology is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
You know, it's a good thing.
Yes,
you
it is. It's like you're right there with him.
Yep. Right there. I mean, we you know, for our family reunions and celebration, you know, we all, they made me president. Can you believe that?
Oh, cool. You deserve that. That's good.
You know, the family.
Yeah, I love it. That's that responsibility that you show. You show that he got this.
But we have those Zoom calls every 2 weeks, you know, to kind of plan and get things together. And you know, not just that, but we get on there and we cut up.
Yes,
fun.
Yes.
They do, you know, and just spread love and just,
so
it's
important.
Wonderful. So I'm thankful
so
for all
important.
Of that, Robin.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you for the question.
You're welcome. What about you, Miss Carolyn?
I am so grateful.
Amen. Amen.
I am so thankful.
Amen. I just feel like you guys just have this joy and this gratitude and this Thanksgiving that's flowing from you guys. And it's sincere. It's
and
so
we've
sincere.
Been blessed in so many ways. You know, it's... if I cry... It's tears of joy because if it weren't for the grace of God and the people that he put in our lives,
amen.
Things wouldn't be as good as they are. And I think I'm just so grateful for that.
Amen.
I'm so grateful for that. Just the love that has been instilled in us, you know.
It's real.
It
and
is.
It is so important that
it
people
is.
See true, authentic love.
And just
thank you.
For my children, you know, I could say that I never had to go to jail to get one of my kids. Man. I never had any of my kids strung out on drugs. And we grew up, they grew up right here in California.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I am so grateful that God made us the parents that he made us to be able to raise our children.
They all are beautiful. And to raise our grandchildren. All three of them are beautiful.
And to be able to have people that love us and that we love back.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Absolutely. Amen.
And that's church family.
Amen.
You guys, your mother, your father, you guys was family.
Yes.
When we first came to Atherton, we didn't have any family.
Mm-hmm. No.
And Atherton is, you guys was there.
Amen.
And a lot of our family that we grew up with at Atherton is gone on.
Yes, they're gone.
So it's only a few of us left. And we just have to continue to reach out and love each other.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
It's true. That is, and that's what's most important is showing the love and showing and knowing, having the trust.
Yes.
That you, my daughter had went to visit the church one day and my mom had just transitioned. I think it might have been, I don't know, 6 months in or whatever. And she just, something happened, because that happened to me one time. I had to leave. It was too much. But but she said she ran out and I was doing a podcast taping. And I came home and I just said, Mom, Johnny was, she kind of didn't do too well in the church today. You know, she got emotional about grandma. And so it was, and my daughter said, she said, Mom, it was just too much. I just, it was good, bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just had to run out of the church. And then the love that the people came after her and just showed her and cared for her. I had to call, my boyfriend's wife. I had to call her and say, thank you for being there for my daughter.
Yeah.
And it was another lady. Thank you for being there for my daughter. Because, you know, people don't have to. They said, Robbie, of course I'll be there for them.
Yes.
You know, I'm just very grateful that for the family of Atherton. And that's one of the things where I think my daughters wanted to go back to the home church, because the love that's there.
Absolutely.
That safety.
Right.
And this, the foundation when they was growing up, they remember that, you know, cause we go to these other churches, you know, God had me go to some other churches for some reasons. And, and the love is not the same, you know.
Right. The family
is not the same. I'm getting what he needs me to receive there.
Right.
But it's a different feeling when you step in the doors of Atherton.
Right.
You feel family. You feel the love by so many.
And it's said, you know, at Atherton a lot, Robin. But it is so true.
Mm-hmm.
You know that church is a real loving church, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's not perfect church by no means.
Yes.
Everyone know that, you know, we're not perfect here. But it's such, you know.
But you feel the
love. You know, people love you. Mm-hmm. People care, you know, about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God, you know,
that's what he
is
wants.
Looking for.
Exactly.
You know?
And, you know, I always say, it's funny because when people talk about Atherton, I always say, you know, when I came to Atherton, Pastor Mitchell was there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He always taught about love.
Amen.
He always taught about love.
Yeah,
so I always say he laid the foundation.
He laid it. That's how I met my husband through Pastor Mitchell.
Yes. To me, Pastor Mitchell laid the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And that Pastor Weaving is building it, continuing to
There is a saying. There's something about. I think Pastor Weaver is a great visionary. He is a great visionary. And I love the way how God used him to build Atherton up.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's gorgeous. But Pastor Mitchell, he definitely was one who laid the foundation of love. And and I think that, you know, I was very blessed to have him as a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of, you know, being called to the ministry at such a young age.
Right.
You know, and God will wake me up at like 4 a.m. and say, I'm calling you to do this. And I'm like, what? I didn't see any women doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Lord, what is this? Lord, hon, he was like, I'm calling you to the ministry. I want you to be a minister. I'm calling you to do this. Every 40, he woke me up for 3 months at 4 a.m. and told me he was calling me to ministry. And in this one Sunday, he said, I need you to go talk to the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Pastor, we were walking down the hallway and he was on his way to the office. And I said, Pastor Mitchell, I need to talk to you about something. And I was so nervous. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, he said, Robbie, I already know you're called to the ministry.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I never even told my mom and my dad.
Right.
It was just between me and God.
Mm-hmm.
But God had already shown
already
him.
Already had shown him. Yeah. And see, and he was waiting for you mm-hmm. to come to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you know, and as of now, like now, Pastor Weaver, he continued mm-hmm. to teach us to love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he continued mm-hmm. to thank us for being a loving church, mm-hmm. a giving
mm-hmm.
church.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yes.
it started, that foundation.
Was built.
Absolutely.
Foundation was built. And mm-hmm. he continued Pastor to build
and
on
I
that.
Love that. And I love that he did. And he and you see it. You feel it.
And see, and that's what, that's where we loves each other.
And Mama
so,
Weaver too. Mama Weaver
yes.
has that loving
yes.
spirit.
Oh,
she has
she's
that
such
loving.
A,
I was able to get a hug from
her
as
so
I was
much.
Able to leave out today.
And she's it such beautiful. A beautiful. She has such
yes.
a beautiful
yes,
spirit.
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
And the thing about it is, at the end of the day, the way we love each
mm-hmm,
other,
mm-hmm.
and the way the new members come
mm-hmm,
in and
mm-hmm.
see how we love
mm-hmm.
on
it's
each
important.
Other,
mm-hmm.
that gives them hope.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. The three members that joined today
about.
Was
oh,
it
girl.
Was beautiful.
Wasn't it?
Oh, it was so beautiful. To see
and
them.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And to just like Pastor
yes.
say, embrace.
Yes,
we're
yes.
here to love. We're here to help heal.
Yes,
and that's what Atherton always have been to me.
Amen.
And I'm so glad. I mean, I went to other churches before
mm-hmm.
I came to Atherton,
mm-hmm. yes.
but. Atherton was home. When
that's
I stepped
it.
Into Atherton,
mm-hmm.
Atherton
home.
Was
and,
home.
And that's how it is for me as well. Atherton is still considered my home church.
Yes.
You know, even though God has me in the fields and he has me doing some things,
mm-hmm.
but Atherton is still
that's,
my home
that's,
church.
Yeah.
That's why I have to pop my little face in there every,
mm-hmm.
every now and then.
Yeah.
Go home. Sometimes
yeah.
you just have to go. You have to
mm-hmm.
go back home, you know, to get what
little,
you...
Little home loving.
Yeah, that's it. And you go and do what God
send
you back out
yeah.
there. And because I know my ministry is outside the four walls
right.
of the church.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I recognize it and I know
yeah.
that I can't... He's not requiring me to
be confined
one,
in
right.
one place.
And I didn't understand it at the time.
Right.
Because I was like, huh? But my ministry is different. It's outside the four walls of the church. It's in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Look where we are now in the
exactly.
marketplace.
Indeed.
So I had to embrace...
Yeah.
You
and
know,
he's using you in a mighty way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
and
you.
I love it.
Thank
continue.
You.
Because I've
thank
seen you.
You
grow. I was
yes,
there when
you
it
know.
Started.
Yes,
yeah.
thank you.
I remember.
You were.
And,
both
I, and you know,
Amen.
The spirit, it worked you. It used you.
Amen. Thank
I,
you.
There was times you was like, how did I get over this bench? Don't worry about it.
Yes.
I say,
yes.
I remember
yes.
Robin.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he used.
I said, baby, he did it. Don't
he
worry
did.
About how
Ooh.
You got over here.
Mm-hmm. But he was doing some things.
He
and
had
he worked
to show
out.
Us.
Oh, he was working.
He had to let every. It. He had to show you. He had to show us. He's in control and how powerful he was.
Yes. yes.
And how we was to embrace each other
yes.
and embrace
and
what he
yes.
had called each one of us to do.
Because we all have different gifts
we
and
are,
different things
exactly.
that we're doing.
Absolutely.
And I love that you guys love me through that journey.
Oh, yes.
Where he was raising me up and he was
oh,
showing
yes.
me myself. And I'm like, who is this person and why am I so different?
Yeah.
And and I didn't understand it at the time. I'm like, Lord, why am I so different from everybody else? I just felt so different. And he said isolation. He was taking me to consecration. And I'm happy for the season.
But we was growing mm-hmm. with you.
Yes.
We was growing through you.
Oh, my God.
Because we saw what he was doing with you.
Amen.
And it was joy with, you know, it gave us... That hope, that peace,
amen.
That joy.
Amen, amen. I pray.
And just
you know,
praying
yes.
for you, baby.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. That was, and I wouldn't change that experience for nothing.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
That was
See,
a
this,
beautiful
this is,
experience for
amen.
Me. I wouldn't change that experience for nothing.
Amen. And it was a safe, though, safety. When God would bring me, and I would see you were there, and I was like, oh, I felt safe.
That's
you yeah. know, it was a safety when God has developed you. I remember Mama Young. I don't know if you remember Miss Young, Mr. Long.
Daddy Long?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
his
yeah.
wife, not this first wife, but his second wife, Miss Mama
yes.
Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
She's
I remember
so sweet,
she would say
lady.
To me, she said to me, she said, Robin, she said, God's using you. His hand is on your life. And she said, but I want to make sure that you don't scare your husband. So I need you to learn how to kind of handle when he's moving in your life. Because I don't want you to scare That's him right. away. And it was so funny. And I was like, well, Lord, how do I do it? Because it just happens. And so God taught me how to handle it.
Right.
And it was so funny how I learned, and when my he brought my husband to the church, I was able to kind of handle the Holy
right.
Spirit more. And but then when my husband, I had went to minister, I was called to minister at another church, and my husband went with me to minister to the other church, and the spirit was over me, and people were being slain in the spirit, people's deliverance and healing was manifesting. Mm-hmm. My husband was like, "Ooh, babe, I love this one. I love this version of you." He said, "Babe, yeah, always do that." Always. He said, "I love how God," because people were getting delivered, healed, and just ministering.
And see, God was more put you somewhere else because he wanted to be able to use you where he could see.
Yeah,
he could see God in you, mm-hmm. and how he's using you, mm-hmm. because you could, you can't quench the spirit.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So yes, God had to release me to go. And when my husband saw that side, he never, because at the home church, it didn't operate like that.
Right.
So my husband didn't really see. And then remember, she said, kind of learn how to.
Because see, somebody was trying to tell you. But then God said, okay, you know what? Let me do this my way. Let me move her over here,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she could do this here because you got too many people over here in the ear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just there, like just like with mm-hmm, Jesus, you mm-hmm. know, at his home.
In his home, that's what he brought to me. Absolutely. He taught me that. And see, that's, but see, the thing about it is you have to recognize who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And God said a prophet's never recognized in his hometown.
Mm.
And so I didn't understand, like, why am I so different? Because mm-hmm. I'm a prophet, and you're not going to be recognized in your hometown.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't.
I saw that child mm-hmm. growing up, and she was in my son, you know.
Yes.
That, that's what they mm-hmm. see. Yes. So yes. They don't see,
they don't
what
see
God has what, done.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly.
And they don't realize a lot of it was through them too, because of them teaching you and you being in there.
Oh my goodness, yes. I had to share that with Pastor Weaver. Something had happened, and he had said something to me. I said, "Oh, you taught me. You trained me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm equipped."
Yeah.
But they don't know, because a lot of times when you're their babies,
right,
it's hard for people to really see you as that mature person because you're considered their baby.
Right.
And then But I had to say, "No, Pastor, I'm going to make sure I have that." Mm-hmm. I have a whole, all of that, because you train me up.
Exactly.
You know? Just like us with our own kids, mm-hmm. you know, it takes some time mm-hmm. for us to, I'm sure you were with your daughter, you know, for you to
let
say,
go.
Okay, you ready.
But guess what? Pastor River sent me a text one day and said, "I'm proud of you."
And see, that's the thing.
And I said, "Wow, thanks, Pastor," you know. And, you know, and at the same time, because guess what? Sometimes, but I had to go away.
Yeah. Right, yeah. right. Yeah.
For him to see.
That's
right, because sometimes when you're so close to the situation, mm-hmm. you don't see what everybody else sees.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's what God had planned for you all along.
He didn't want me to confine. He didn't want me to be, because I would have been stuck.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I would have been stuck, not in a negative thing, but I would have been able to be doing what I'm doing now.
Right.
The way he needs me to use my gift.
And and when it was that time, then he says, "Okay, this is for you now. This is what you do. Mm-hmm. This is what you do."
Mm-hmm. And then, it makes sense, because I didn't really know exactly what it was. I was still, when God shifted me and said, "Okay, it's time to shift. It's time to mm-hmm. move." And I'm like, "Okay, Daddy," and I'm going and I'm moving. And excuse me. And so I'm like, "God, wait." I said, I was still doing things how I saw it being done.
Right.
And then he said, "No, I told you, your ministry is outside the four walls of the church." I said, "Okay." But I still was doing the same cycle. And I said, he said, "Let me just, okay, let's shut it down." And then he began to show me, "See, this is what I called you to. This is who I'm calling you to be. This is what I'm calling you to do."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh," but during the pandemic is when he really started birthing it in mm-hmm. me. Like, "Oh, I want you to do this." I'm like, "Oh, okay. I want you to do that." Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then so God had me go talk to the pastor, and I shared, "Pastor, God told me to do this." And he was like, "Okay," you know, and he didn't see it all the way.
Uh-huh.
But then when he sent, I felt like when he sent me that text to say,
mm-hmm.
"Oh, I see you. God is doing some things in you. I see mm-hmm. you."
Yeah.
You know, God is pleased. Yeah. I'm pleased. I'm very proud of you. And I don't need accolades from man, long as I got them
from God.
But see, I had already had encountered that.
Right.
Because men wasn't giving me its accolades or saying good job, because they mm-hmm. didn't understand the woman thing in the first place.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I had to kind of like learn, okay, Lord, long as you please, I'm okay.
Exactly.
So it was still a great thing for him to say, "Oh," because you love them. You love your pastors.
Right.
You love your leaders.
Right.
You know, you love your people. And but for so long I was rejected by so many leaders that at one point I thought we were like this, and then when God called me to ministry, they rejected me, and I'm like, well, man, I thought we were friends, and you was like my spiritual father. And then I realized, wow, Lord, that's why you said I'm training you up.
And sometimes He moved people out your way because you really find out who's for you and who's against you.
Yes, yes, yes. In that season, I found out who was really for me
and who
was against me. And then at the same time, but then later, God would bring those people back.
Right, because He had to have you to grow.
Yes.
And see, now those people, they need you.
Yes, yes.
And so they're more receptive to you now because of the fact that they know what God had for you.
Amen. All along, you got and it was never against.
It wasn't about them.
Mm-mm, never.
But it was about you. Yes. And sometimes He have to take certain things away from us at the moment for us to grow.
Amen.
And then he'll
bring
put
us
back.
Back.
Yeah. But all in all, Robin, we're just so proud of our God. Not that you need this, like you say, the accolades from us, but we're just proud of what God is doing in your life.
Thank you.
Are receiving it,
accepting
it,
and
walking in that life.
I'm so grateful.
God bless you.
Thank you. And I love you both.
Oh. I love you.
To God be the glory for the things He has done. Oh. And I'm very thankful for this I Am moment. That I am, you know, we're worthy of this seat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like it was one of the things that God told me that he changed my name to Queen Esther, which means queen.
Uh-huh.
And you're wearing the shirt. And so he said, Robin, you know, I'm changing your name to Esther. And you know, and to be able to walk with that Esther anointing as a queen and for such a time as this. And that's one of the things that he reminded me this morning.
Wow.
He said, Robin, I called you for such a time as this.
God is good.
You know, and so I'm very grateful for this opportunity to be able to be seated in this seat and to be seated among you both. And not even to, had no idea the Holy Spirit was going to take over this end of the conversation. But when you speak I ams, it just flows. I am that I am. I feel His presence. I was going to say earlier, but He didn't allow me to say it, but I saw an angel come in the midst. He just popped in here, and I didn't want to say it earlier, but the angel had came and just was, and that had never happened in here before. They hear, you know, you have our angels with us, but an angel came and just did and I was like, oh my God, okay, I see you.
Yeah.
But I just kept on.
Yeah.
But now I understand why the angel came, because of this last moment.
Mm-hmm.
So to God be the glory for the things He has done.
Yes.
I want to just thank you both for coming and sharing with us. And thank you so much for joining us and tuning in to Faith Over Facts. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Faith Over Facts. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. We have new episodes every Friday. If you would like to support the ministry by donating or purchasing Faith Over Facts merch, please do so by visiting my website, robinreneeministries.com. See you next time. Bye-bye.